This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Howdy doody, here we are back on the air on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. My mama said there'd be days like this. There'd be days like this, my mama said. Every day is a different encounter with reality, is it not? Thursday, November the 17th is upon us. Good day to all of you. Hopefully it'll be a great day for all of you. As a graduate of Heidelberg College, it's been changed. It was changed when I was on the Board of Trustees for 12 years there. We changed the name to Heidelberg University. A lot of schools thought that it would up the ante when it came to attention to their names from college to university. I, for one, didn't vote for it because I like the idea. I like the term college has some more of a ring to it. University sounds like a big place, doesn't it? Yeah, I'm going to go to the University of Massachusetts. Nah. College is more intimate. Anyway,
I can see that. And doesn't college mean something else in England? In the UK?
I don't. Yes, I think you're right about that.
High school or middle school or something?
You're right about that. But I don't remember exactly what it is, but that's very good of you to have that in your. Now that you bring it up, yes, there are different interpretations depending on whether you're going to private school or public school. So, anyway, the reason I brought it up is because I was thinking of our slogan that we created trying to get attention from prospective students. If you were a graduate of Heidelberg, you were thought to have a life of purpose and distinction. It was one of the things that I thought to myself, do I have a life of purpose and distinction? And the answer is, yeah. How about you? Do you have a life of purpose, distinction? What is thinking about living with a sense of purpose and living without a sense of purpose. Purpose is the word of the day for me today. Every day, sometimes I mention it on the air, but I always pick a word out and try to use it as I go through the day. Thinking about purpose is something that affects all of us, frankly. And if you don't have purpose, there are a lot of people who don't have jobs, and you know, they just are in a malaise. They're aimless, depressed oftentimes. So if you have a sense of purpose, perhaps it combines what is important to you and the direction your life is going. Doesn't that make sense? You have a purpose in your life. For example, you, Jay, are Ryan's wife. You are Mac's mother. You are the owner of a dog named Daisy. You have a good job, hopefully a great job, working here with me on the Good Day program. You have other pursuits that you do in the business world.
Yeah,
so there's
a lot of purpose.
A lot of purpose.
I do think that even people who feel they might not have purpose or have, they just haven't identified their purpose.
Maybe.
We all have purpose.
We do. And so now is the time for you to take action on that score. Get yourself into a place where you are on your way rather than in your way. How's that? Get on your way. Stay out of your own way.
I like that.
All right, think about that. Okay, I want to try to figure out what's going on with Brendan Fraser. He says he's not going to attend the Golden Globes because of the tension that has been created, the attention and the tension. The Golden Globes are usually the first of the big award nights, happen early in January. And so this whole business of the Hollywood Foreign Press Association, which puts the Golden Globes together, and there's sexual assault allegations, sexual harassment, all that other stuff, has kind of bitten into the credibility, whether it ought to or not. I guess that's up to the individuals to decide, because I don't know, you know, it's kind of like with Kevin Spacey. You know, is there credibility to these charges? I've often said that where there's smoke, there's fire. Matter of fact, just as an aside, Kevin Spacey has this week been charged with 7 more sexual assaults in London from when he was living. Remember, I've told you the story about him living up in Uri's penthouse in Waterloo as he was running the old Vic. So there are a number of sexual assaults against him between 2001 and 2004. All right, so that's the Kevin Spacey thing. Now, but the first two of these trials for people who charged him have both been, they both turned out to not have credibility, apparently. So does that mean he's got, who knows? Anyway, so back to Brendan Fraser. He's not charged with anything, but he is becoming more active. He's more visible. You and I were talking off the air about the TV role he has, and he's in a new movie as well.
In the critically acclaimed The Whale, which has been just going over a lot of film festivals.
What is that really about? Well. I don't know.
A 6-minute standing ovation recently.
Really?
But here's the thing with Brendan Fraser. So Philip Burke, the former president and member of the Hollywood Foreign Press Association, Fraser alleged that Philip Burke had groped and assaulted him at a party back in 2003.
Really?
So his whole thing is he would feel like a hypocrite if he went to the Golden Globes, because he does have sexual assault allegations against him. He never pressed charges.
No.
And the way he even tells the story, when he first started telling the story, he didn't name the person, but he was saying how he was at the party, and then he left, and he got in the car with his wife, and his wife knew something was up, and he was just acting very odd, and she was like, "What happened?" And he told her, and he was shaking somebody's hand, and he basically reached around and assaulted him.
Wow. Unbelievable what goes on. What people
allegedly
think. What people do, what, you know, think they can get away with. Here's a comment I'm just seeing here, a couple of items on social media. This fellow, Mark, says, kudos to Fraser. In a business where exposure is everything, his principles still cannot be compromised. Got to respect that. Okay. Well, listen. If in fact it's true, I've never been a fan because of something that happened over a long time ago when my son encountered him he was doing a movie at the school where my son went to school. That, you know, who knows? People change.
Was it because he was being young and arrogant?
Hey, maybe. Yeah. There's a lot of that goes on.
Yeah,
right? There's a lot of.
Even celebrities or not, young people can tend to be arrogant and rude at times.
Yes.
In the DNA. I'm sure I was when I was young.
No, I can't imagine.
All of us were, and then you had that Hollywood lifestyle and everything. Mm-hmm. But I will go to bat for him. I'm a big fan, big fan.
I was not arrogant. I was very shy and retiring when I was a youngster because I was living with Dudley, and Dudley created a whole thing where I kind of kept to myself. That's one of the reasons the farm was so good for me, because I could go to the farm and be friends with the cows, and I didn't need to have. I had 4-legged friends. And I didn't need 2-legged friends. And didn't have many friends growing up. So, anyway, that's another story.
I would have been your friend.
I know you would have been. I would have been your friend, as we are now, as it turns out.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as we're in this business with a lot of social media conversation today, what are Elon Musk's plans for Twitter? He says he's going to find a new leader to run it, reduce how much time he's spending managing the platform. It's amazing that he has taken the time, given SpaceX, given Tesla. He's the CEO of both of those companies, right? He issued an ultimatum to employees at Twitter. This was yesterday's email. They had till 5 o'clock today to either commit to working long hours to build Twitter back up or to get out and take 3 months severance pay. That's interesting. He laid off half of the workforce already, right? Got rid of all their top executives. So he's the boss. Been there 2 weeks. A lot of changes. And this is the highlight, some people think, is the rollout of Twitter Blue. That's the paid-for service, right? What do you think of that? You're the one who looks at all of that stuff. He's trying to get rid of the scammers, right? We were telling this, maybe the stuff we were just talking about with regard to the white, what did I say it was called?
Was really not a great job, and he said that they're going to put a pause on it, reevaluate, and try to do better. And he even says that regarding Twitter Blue, you can become an official celebrity, quote-unquote, you'll be an official celeb company if enough verified people follow you.
Oh. All right, well, anyway, they got 237 million users That's a pretty good pilot.
And
advertising
the verification process. It's really about people who are of, like, people in the public eye, notable figures who may very easily have people with fake accounts pretending to be them. And it should help people, like, know, okay, this is the real person or this is the real company. Not everybody needs it. And it's not like a, what Elon Musk said, a lords and peasants situation. Mm-hmm. It's not about that. It's whether or not you're in the public eye enough that people might pretend to be you and spread false claims saying it's you, because we already realize that people don't read everything. They just see something and they share it. They don't do it.
There you go. I don't know. I must be today's Twitter day. There's a search for a man who saved a lady. This morning's Washington Post has a story about this woman named Rose Anderson. When her husband fainted at the wheel of the car near Jacksonville, Florida, they crashed off the side of the road. And a mystery man swooped in and saved their lives. And she's using Twitter to try to find this fellow. She calls him her hero. The reason I bring it up is because Twitter is being used for all kinds of things. And as we continue to look at all this stuff and the influence it has on all of our thinking, here's a good use of Twitter. This lady has gone on Twitter. She explains the story about what happened. We don't know who this man is. We'd like to know. We'd like to thank him. We'd like to make him a part of our lives because he saved our lives. Oh, that's a good use of it, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
When you think about, you know, all of the what I was doing earlier on with the Twitter and the white. What was that site called? I'm trying to find it again. White People Matter or something on Twitter.
I already forgot what it was. Something about white people.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Oh, white people that. Twitter.
That's it, white people Twitter. Okay, well, on Twitter, help yourself to what we have there, Good Day On Air. Social media, actually, we have some items from social media coming up in a few moments here on Good Day. It's 18 after the hour.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
You can't get much for $5 these days. Unless you go to Wendy's for a $5 Biggie Bag. Get your choice of double stack, junior bacon cheeseburger, or crispy chicken BLT. Plus 4-piece nugs, fries, and a drink. All for just $5. That was smooth, wasn't it? That's how you're going to feel when you get that Biggie Bag at Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes 4-piece nuggets, small soft drink, and small fry. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
And now a small business setback, delivered by a kind French stranger.
Monsieur, there was an accident. The windshield of your catering van is, how do you say, kaput? But Progressive has an extensive network of repair shops. Now, we think about the old days. Brave marin, revient de guerre.
When things go wrong with your small business, it's comforting to know you have Progressive Commercial. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Croissance for everyone!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
guys have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Celebrity news, social media, man. It's all about social media today, Jay. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, in your ear and in your head with a story about Kate Winslet. This is really a good story. The story of people who are being helpful is always good. It always goes to the top of the heap as far as I'm concerned. So we're going to tell you what Kate Winslet is going to do to help people out right after this. Doug Steffen here to talk to you about Term Provider. This is the easiest way to buy life insurance, protect your family, and get peace of mind. You have high blood pressure? Got diabetes? No problem. At Term Provider, they'll shop all the top insurance carriers, so you don't have to do that, and get you the best possible rate no matter what ails you. Call Term Provider, 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. Term Provider has helped lots of people just like you. No matter what your problem is, at Term Provider, they get the job done. 800-230-2777. Get the scales tipped in your favor. $1 million in term life insurance for less than $200 a month. 800-230-2777. Term Provider, the way to go to get affordable life insurance. 800-230-2777. All right, so Kate Winslet apparently is donating some serious money to cover an energy bill for a 12-year-old girl's medical care. Mm-hmm. The mother of this disabled 12-year-old girl doesn't have enough money. The energy prices are going crazy.
Prices this winter.
I know. I just ordered fuel oil for the farm yesterday. Last year at this time for the winter blend, I usually get, how much am I getting? 2,500, 3,000 gallons like that. It was like $2 a gallon last year. $4.48 a gallon.
Oh, wow.
So you can see what people are going through in their homes. That's why wood, if you have a stove or wood-burning stove or you've got a fireplace or something, wood is crazy expensive too, but a lot less expensive than the oil that it takes to run heater and electricity, cause that kind of stuff. So here she is donating about $20,000 to this lady after she learned she was struggling to pay the essential cost for her daughter who has a severe form of cerebral palsy. What a great thing.
Yeah, and the goal they're trying to raise is 50,000 pounds, And Kate Winslet, she was the first one to donate. And she even put her name. She didn't stay anonymous or anything. It says Kate Winslet and family. And a lot of people started donating more as well. She donated $20,000.
Mm-hmm. Good for her. There's a GoFundMe page. Now, see, this is what I was talking about with regard to giving at Thanksgiving. You have a lot to be thankful for.
Mm-hmm.
There are plenty of opportunities on GoFundMe for things like this. You can find somebody maybe that's local to you that needs help. There are a lot of people who are going to be in need during this winter because of what we've just talked about, the cost of heating, energy, that sort of thing. Take a lesson from Kate Winslet, the example, and then look around and see who you can help. You'll be thankful. They'll be thankful. The same thing goes for Christmas, it seems to me. Maybe the same thing ought to go for all year long. As much as possible, if you have extra and you want to be, a lot of people say, I don't have any extra, and I get it, okay. Sometimes these things feel better if you don't have a lot and you're giving, rather than people who have a lot that give because, they can.
Or people think, I only have $5, I only have $1. That matters. For somebody looking for anything, that is huge.
Sure does. Makes a lot of difference. All right, so there it is. Food for thought as we think about Thanksgiving. Don't forget, we'll be on the air live next Thanksgiving Day for your listening and dancing pleasure, going through whatever the heck's going on Thanksgiving. It's 28 after the hour now. Time to think about MyPillow again. Right now, there's an incredible, incredible deal on the towel set at MyPillow.com. 6-piece towel set made with cotton grown in America, made in the USA, like most of the products that they sell.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology, a pre-recorded voice about offers, or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Republicans won the majority of seats in the House of Representatives in the midterm elections, ending Democrat control of Washington that has seen America lose her energy independence and new taxes on every American because of overspending inflation. Projected Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy from the Bakersfield, California area has big plans.
Washington now has a check and balance. The American people have a say in their government.
The number two donor to the Democrat Party behind George Soros, billionaire Sam Bankman-Fried, went from industry leader to industry loser. He lost most of his fortune and saw his $32 billion company plunge into bankruptcy and became the target of an investigation by the Securities and Exchange Commission and the Justice Department. Now the fallout. Cryptocurrency leader BlockFi is preparing for a potential bankruptcy filing. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I guess I'm just a lucky guy. Here I'm about to tell you why. It's strictly on account of mine.
Sweet potato pie. We are back with the pies and the cakes and the turkey and all that good stuff as we work our way into Thanksgiving week. This is the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. I guess this is good news from Poland. The Polish officials have confirmed that a missile that struck Poland near their border with Ukraine, killed a couple of people, remember that the other day, was unintentional, not a targeted launch by Russia. So then where the heck did it come from?
Well, that's what some people were floating around on social media, that it came from Ukraine.
Yeah.
But theories along with it were that Ukraine was trying to fire down a missile from Russia, and just there are so many different stories going on about this situation. And then other people were like, oh no, this was on purpose, and he's trying to start World War III. And it's just, again, don't just follow something you see on social media. Go look it up in other locations.
Hello.
But when you do look it up in other locations, and there's so many different stories on out media outlets that you trust, it is very difficult.
Yeah. All right, here's some good news about turtles. If this is on your mind today, you'll feel good about conservationists releasing 10 young turtles into the wild, which they'd save from becoming omelets, because omelets of turtles come from eggs. They're like most reptiles. Reptilians reproduce by dropping eggs. What does that say about chickens? Chickens are not, they're not reptilians. Interesting, right? That's where the dinosaurs reproduced with eggs. Did you know that? Well,
and that's what, yeah, we did. But that's one of those things where people think that dinosaurs are more lizard-like. They have that more reptilian skin. And then there are newer studies showing that they probably more so had feathers.
Yeah. Some had feathers. Some had tough, rough skin. Anyway, the story here is of this turtle that was on the endangered species list. And the 2020, remember all the, pretty much all of Australia burned to the ground during the brush fires of 2020. And so these turtles were endangered and somebody found them. There were a lot of people that might have thought that they would have made for good omelets, right? Poached eggs during the fire. What do you suppose a turtle egg tastes like? I can't even, I don't like eggs, period. Chicken eggs, once in a while I take a bite of the one I feed Daisy every day. I boil them, hard boil them. But sometimes the kids at the farm tease me because they'll give me, they know I don't like duck eggs. I don't know why I don't like duck eggs. Duck eggs are, they'll throw in, when I say to Hayden, who's the kid that takes care of the smaller animals on the farm, I need a dozen eggs. Every once in a while, because he knows I don't like duck eggs, he'll put them in. And they aren't larger. Different. Yeah, they are larger. Yeah.
They're very gamey.
Yeah, but they're also golden. Did you know that?
They're golden?
No. Those are goose eggs that are golden.
Oh. I was going to say, I've not seen one.
Ah. Anyway, so there's something cool that is a help to people who are on, who have that in their mind that we need to save things. We do. We need to save things. Some things are not worth saving. In this circumstance, the folks there thought that those eggs and those turtles were worth saving. So good. Jay Leno had a fire over the last weekend in his shop at the Burbank Airport. An explosion in one of his old cars. This car was like old. So the fire at the garage netted him with a really bad burn on the side of his face. Messed up his face a lot. But he's gone through a couple of surgeries and is expected to make a full recovery after all these burns. So a lot of people have been talking about this. He's been walking around the hospital cracking jokes on the nurses and the doctors. So,
well, unfortunately, the burns didn't penetrate his eye or ear on that side of his face.
Yeah, right.
This whole thing could have been so much worse.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that happened the other night with the announcement that Trump was going to run for president, normally the announcement would bring in a lot of the big donors, people with big guns, people with big supporters. And apparently a lot of the people who have supported him before have left. As a matter of fact, it looks like they're moving on in droves. There were very few that were there, but he has lost a lot of key backers. A lot of the deep-pocketed conservative donors, although he did have Mike Lindell from MyPillow was there at the announcement. I'm trying to remember, there was one other person that was highly visible that was there, but that was pretty much it. And that usually tells you what the future is. As sad as it is about politics, if you don't have big money, if you're looking for a big job and you don't have big money behind you, forget about it. Not gonna,
which is such a bummer, and that's why
it really
you
is.
See the Republicans and Democrats, the main ones on that stage when it comes time for the debates, and nobody else, because they didn't raise enough funds to even jump into the ring with that.
Yeah, yeah. So what does that mean? These people are trying to figure out how his decision to run at this point affects the trials and the charges, the criminal charges against him and the civil charges against him. I don't know if it makes any difference. It probably, depending on the outcome, will affect how he might do further in his quest to become the president again. There's only so much Teflon available. Was his wife on the stage with him the other night? I didn't see. I saw pictures of him and some video, but I remember seeing her.
I do know his daughter, Ivanka, was asked if she was going to be a part of his campaign or anything this time around, and she said that she isn't. She's going to just focus on raising her children.
Uh-huh. Well, listen, you can read into that whatever you want to. I think people ought to believe. Mm-hmm. If people say something, you believe.
Everyone has to read too much into every statement anymore.
Yep. So here's the story of Jessica Watkins, one of the people in the news today. You know who she is?
Why does that name sound so familiar?
She was one of the five.
No.
She's one of the five women who were involved in the Oath Keepers, who is on trial in relation to the attack on January 6th. She took the stand to express remorse and regret for her participation in the events of that day. And basically, whether this is advice from her lawyer or whatever it is, that she's trying to distance herself from the charges. The most serious charge is sedition. Conspiracy, sedition, there's probably not much, like treason and sedition go together. I didn't realize that they had thrown those charges around, but apparently with the more serious people who were involved in this thing, who put it together and were responsible for the way things came upon. She says the reason, oh, this is really pretty amazing, that she got involved is because she listened to Alex Jones. I'm kind of speechless.
Yeah.
After reading that and hearing that, the guy that was on InfoWars, and he's been charged with all kinds of stuff, conspiracy theories, that he's Alex Jones. Again, back to what we're all about as a country. We are about freedom, and freedom of speech is important. And I defend Alex Jones's ability or right to say what he wants on the radio or any place else. But then there are consequences for what you say or what you write. And in this case, here's another example of him being completely irresponsible and stirring the pot, perhaps for his own benefit. But she listened to him all the time. So I don't know whether I think I'm buying this or not. You're a human being. You got a brain. You don't have to listen to the guy. But it sounds like she's blaming him because she listened to him all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so she said, I still have a lot of questions about the legitimacy of the election. And, you know, okay, so you can keep peddling that as long as you want to. I don't think it's working for Carrie Lake, and it hasn't worked for a lot of other people. I will repeat, however, what I say frequently, and that is there are a lot of problems with our electoral system. A lot. And people like Trump and people like Carrie Lake can get traction because the more they mess, they being the people who are supposedly in charge, and they hide behind, we want to make it easier and more adaptable for people, whether they be people of color or people who have, you know, they're not as able to do things in the regular fashion, so we'll make it easier, we'll let them mail in their ballots and we'll let them do, no, that's not the American way. You may think that it is, and a lot of folks who are on the left think that this is the solution to the problem. It isn't. The solution to the problem is to get rid of the Electoral College and to have voting on a weekend so that people are not going to be distracted by having to be at work and get as many. If you're really serious about getting as many people into the tent as possible, you make it easy. You vote on Saturday, Sunday. You create all kinds of carpools to help people who can't, maybe don't drive or whatever it is. There's ways of doing this. Mm-hmm. Come on. Silly. All right, speaking of trials, here's the result of the trial in Waukesha? I think that's how you pronounce it.
Wisconsin, yeah, Waukesha.
Right? Waukesha, right. Darryl Brooks. Remember him? He ran his car into the Christmas celebrations in that town. Mm-hmm. And so he was found guilty. A lot of testimony, very emotional testimony from the survivors and the families of the victims. So he's been sentenced. The prosecutor said he showed utter disregard for human life. Of course he did.
Yeah.
And he represented himself in the trial, which is the ultimate ego trip.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's like another Alex Jones wannabe, interrupted the judge all the time, She said he had chosen a path of evil. She's ordered him to serve not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, but six life sentences, 1,000 years in jail for his crime.
One
for
life sentence for each victim he murdered.
Yep. Good. She said he was fueled by anger and rage. This is evil. And this is an example of evil people doing evil things. This was in a Christmas parade in November of 2021. He just drove his SUV right through the parade.
Mm-hmm. These were high school students of a marching band and dance troops. These were grandmothers and parents. It's just so unnecessary, awful.
Yeah. Got what he deserved. Mm-hmm. He didn't, you know, this is again an example of somebody like the kid that killed a 17 or 19, whoever is down in the school in Florida who got life in prison. Life in prison is, there are those who say, give them life in prison so they can spend their life thinking about what they've done. That's an argument. Yeah, okay, that's an argument. I tend to think that because, well, you know, it used to be that it was cheaper to put somebody to death. The system now doesn't know. It costs a lot of money to put somebody to death, so it may be cheaper to just put them in jail and leave them there to rot, which is what that guy got, and that's good, as far as I'm concerned. 48 after the hour.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain-relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
After the hour now, it's Good Day Health Time. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. Don't forget, he's there at your service and certainly on your side. The line's available 24 hours a day into his office. Leave a message, say, I want to have an appointment with Dr. Ken. If you live in Montezuma, you maybe want to do the telemedicine route. Telemedical connections, direct connections, they're all wonderfully helpful when you're seeing Ken. Check it out. 352-735-1400 is the number for Ken's Lake Cardiology Clinic. 352-735-1400. I have a question about RSV. Now, there are a lot of people, especially as you get older, hospitalizations as a result of RSV. I've heard people talk about it, but I don't really know. What does that stand for and what does it do?
RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, it's a common, highly contagious virus that affects the respiratory tract of many young children.
Is it connected to COVID at all?
No, it's a separate virus.
Okay.
And the reason why it's a horrible problem because it's a very common reason why young infants, young children get hospitalized. And it's very, very common this year. We're seeing much more of it than we've ever seen. The pediatric cases have skyrocketed this year, probably because a couple of years ago the kids were isolated and they had a very light year, a mild year, and now they're coming together. It's very contagious. But the news out of the CDC this week is that it's actually sending more older people to the hospital, 10 times higher older people, older adults than children, which is very unusual. And my advice is that if you're planning a family holiday gathering, anyone who might have RSV should stay home to minimize social interaction, particularly with people over 65. This is thought of as a disease of the young, infants, but it is a killer of older adults. And it's just not that common, but this year it is uncommonly common, and we really need to think about it. This is part of the triple threat that you're hearing about, you're seeing in the media of what's occurring all at once, the three viruses, COVID, the flu, and now RSV. It's a mouthful. Respiratory syncytial virus. There is not yet a vaccine for this. And when I, a couple of weeks ago, when I told Doug about one that's very much in development with a promising early result, giving it to a pregnant woman, he got a little uneasy and upset. But this, if you've ever been with an infant in the hospital who has RSV, you would think this was a blessing. And I predict by next year, we're probably going to have RSV vaccines for young children, one for a pregnant woman, and one for elderly. There's probably going to be three different choices, and I think this is going to be available by next year.
All right, let's talk about Jay Leno. Most people have read the story about him suffering serious facial burns, neck burns, the third-degree burns in this gas fire at his garage at the Burbank Airport. So the car exploded. He's a big car lover. We all know him from the Tonight Show and his comedic his performances all around the country. So what happens? He's supposed to have a skin graft. How does that procedure work? What and how does he look at when he's all done? Is he going to look the same as he did before?
Well, that's a good question. They're going to have to, with third-degree burns, that's the most serious level of burn. You really burn down deep into the skin, and he apparently must have really damaged the skin, and he needs new skin. And they're going to take it from different parts of his body and move it to the places where he needs it, just find replacements. So hopefully this all turns out. This is where you, it's nice to know a great plastic surgeon.
Yeah, I would think, and there are a lot of them in La La Land, so
yes,
he'll probably be okay. He was lucky he didn't get hurt worse, given if you saw the pictures of what happened. He credited a friend for saving him at the time because he was kind of knocked out. So hold a good thought for Jay Leno, certainly a national treasure. Dr. Ken is a national treasure as well. He's here every week answering your questions and doing the research. Check him out at Lake Cardiology, 352-735-1400. And check out the free Good Day Health Show podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com. It's 59 past the hour.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.